On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. The BSU tennis team wrapped up their regular season last weekend. Sophomore Meg Hofdahl out of Virginia with us. Meg, looking back in the season, obviously you want more wins and you want to do better as a team, but overall, how do you think you personally did?
I think I did okay. Like, this is my first season on the team, and I don't even really know what my stats are or anything, but personally, I think it did okay. I won maybe about half, and I mean, I'm pretty happy with how I did.
How long has it been since you've played tennis, or have you ever played competitively?
Yes, I have. I was on the Virginia High School tennis team in high school. That was over two years ago, though, so it's been a while. I did play occasionally over the past 2 years when I was at the University of Minnesota, but only maybe three or four times total.
What did you like about the makeup of this team this year?
I liked how there's only eight of us, and we are all, like, so close. We pretty much became a family this season. And the coaches, they're new, too, and, like, we're all kind of getting a feel for each other. And it actually, I think it worked out really well. We love our coaches. We love our team. I think, I mean, it all worked out really well, and we had a lot of fun.
Kind of a bummer then the season's over, right?
I know. I'm actually, like, at the same time, I'm happy no more 6 a.m.s, but I'm like, how am I going to see my teammates every day now? We're going to have to hang out more.
What do you need to work on the most here before next season?
Well, Beth would say that I have a lot to work on because pretty much every day at practice there was something I needed to change, but I guess maybe serving. She would say the whole team needs to work on serving, so that's probably the main thing.
Well, you can't win a point if you don't serve in, if you're not putting the serve where you need to, correct?
Correct.
How much of a difference is there from high school tennis to collegiate tennis?
There's a lot better competition, I feel. And, like, being from Virginia, Minnesota, it's a small town up there, and there's not many competitors up there. So, I mean, I'm losing a lot more than I did in high school.
Tennis is a sport where a lot of people play it not competitively. You know, they'll just go play with a friend, or, you know, they'll play maybe on the weekend. Or is it hard to even to jack up the intensity from a practice to a match, as opposed to playing just for fun, as opposed to playing competitively?
Yeah, it's our practices are usually, like, especially Mondays, we're all just kind of slacking, and it's hard to, like, get, and when we have a match that next weekend, we're trying to get all pumped up for the match, and, I mean, it's definitely a way different setting, and even if we're just, like, hitting for fun, it is completely, I feel like we just kind of hit it, but, like, I mean, with no purpose, I mean, it's still fun, and it's still, like, I don't know, it's a good workout and everything, but, you know, when you're getting ready for a match, you got to, like, pick it up a notch or two.
The team is fairly young. Does that bode well for the future or not?
Well, I think we're pretty stable throughout the entire team. Like, when I came in this past fall, I mean, I think we all are at a pretty stable level of play. So I think that it is kind of beneficial because we have that skill on the bottom level that we'll have for the next few years. And, I mean, hopefully we can pick up a few more players too, or, I mean, maybe the same, maybe even better. That would be great. I think it'll be good.
Enjoy the offseason, Meg.
Thank you very much.
For more information about the BSU tennis team, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.